Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joined by Wade Smith. Smitty, what's good, baby?
And turn that thing on over here, G. I'm looking at this text line. People have got upset, man.
They're fired up.
Hey, look here. Talk about Bill O'Brien and the new GM of the Houston Texans.
Golly, man. Dusty Baker down here getting a job. Bill O'Brien's getting promoted, getting official titles, and the city's going crazy on us. We got Grant Paulson of Grant and Danny at what in the world? And the phone lines are dropping. Come on, B-Mac. It must be that bad weather out there, baby. That bad weather. I tell you what it probably is.
What's that?
That damn text line got it. There's smoke coming
it
out
overtook.
Of these. I was wondering what that smoke was coming out from underneath this computer. That damn text line got things rocking and rolling. But Grant Paulson is going to join us here in the next couple of minutes. He covered Dusty Baker in D.C. With his time with the Nationals. And he's got, look, there's just something out there that drives my man crazy about what looks to be the next Houston Astros manager, Dusty Baker. As of right now, it looks like they're in the process of finalizing a deal with long-term Major League Baseball manager, Dusty Baker. Now we're joined by Grant Paulson. Grant and Danny at 106, I'm sorry, Grant on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Grant, what's going on, man?
I'm doing great.
Man, good to have you. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out of your day right here. Again, I think you're fully aware of the fact that I believe the Astros are in the process of finalizing a deal for Dusty Baker. I got wind, man, that there's one thing out there that drives you crazy about Dusty Baker, and I had to get you on and let you tell Houston about it.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, Dusty Baker is a good baseball manager. I don't think anybody would refute that. He's one of the most winningest managers of his era, and he's got borderline Hall of Fame credentials, and he's had a lot of success with a bunch of organizations and taken a lot of teams to the postseason. There's two things I think that make you a really good manager, right? One of those is your ability to be a people person and to manicure relationships and to run a clubhouse. And I don't know that there's anybody in baseball better than that than Dusty Baker. The other part of managing is in-game, 3 hours a night from 7:05 to 10:05 local, making in-game decisions tactically and proficiently and kind of guiding your team through 9 innings of baseball. And I think that's where he leaves plenty to be desired. You know, for me, his inability throughout the years to embrace analytics was always pretty stunning here in Washington. The Nationals, as you guys may know, have transitioned, even though they're more of a scouting organization, closer and closer toward, you know, analytically being driven. Mike Rizzo's an old time scout, but he's got a lot of smart young people who crunch numbers around him. And he watches games. I've watched games in his suite with him. And he's got people sitting next to him like Bob Boone, who's been around the game for decades as a scout. And he's got a couple guys sitting on laptops who are in their mid-30s behind him to tell him, you know, what catch percentage every fly ball is after it's fallen safely into the outfield. And I think a lot of times Dusty Baker took some of the analytics given to him, and he didn't end up using a whole lot of them. So that frustrated some people at times with the Nationals, I know. It's one of the reasons when they hired their next manager and they went with Davey Martinez, they went with a guy from an organization under Joe Maddon in Chicago that was more analytically driven. And I just think that the hire, while I get why they would do it, is curious for that reason. You know, the Astros are on the cutting edge in so many capacities, including being data-driven, to hire a guy who for a long time has been considered somewhat slow to come around on those things is an interesting and maybe even an awkward juxtaposition.
I tell you what, man, Dusty Baker, he doesn't strike me as a guy that is going to be overtaking the way the Astros have done things over the past, 4 or 5 years and talking about their analytics. Do you feel like he's that stubborn of a guy that he would just be like, I'm stuck in my old ways, and so I want to do it my way? Because I would find it hard to believe that the Astros would even bring him in if that's the case.
Well, I agree with you, first of all. So I'd say this. I'm sure that in the interview with the Nationals, they said, look, it's at the time it was 2016 or whatever it was, and you can't manage in baseball without using the data and some type of analytically minded a way of going about your business. So I'm sure that they had that conversation, and he said whatever he had to say. And I think if you were to compare him at the end of his 2-year run with Washington, which was very successful, by the way, 2 division championships in the NL East, 2 playoff appearances, 95 win campaigns, got him to the playoffs. I think he probably is more analytically sound and more analytically driven than he was 25, 30 years ago, like anybody would be. The question is, does he allow the information that he's given to run games? Is he going to allow it to the extent that A.J. Hinch would, or some of the other guys in baseball, like Kevin Cash in Tampa Bay, to overtake a lot of their decisions? And there's nothing to believe.
He was on a great point.
He was killing it, wasn't he?
that's Grant Paulson of Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Look, I mean, he brings up the point, and I purposely didn't mention the analytics aspect of this thing because I wanted to really get Grant's take on this. I mean, you're talking about a guy that covered Dusty Baker inside and out in his 2 years in D.C. So nobody better to give us that little nugget right there. Wade, I'm with you, though, man. I just don't see – I think the number one box that needed to be checked if and when Dusty Baker was going to be named the manager for this organization was just that. I mean, you're talking about we had Jim Crane literally where you're sitting right now at a desk in at the Houston Sports Award. Jim Crane sat down with us and alluded to how important that guy fitting in was going to be. For me, man, it's crazy to think that he's not going to adjust accordingly. Grant, do you remember where you were, my brother? Can you pick back up where you were? Do we need to restart this thing?
No, absolutely. So here's what I would say, though. I would have to imagine that he would – if I'm the Astros, I'm not hiring him if he's not willing to play ball with me analytically, okay? But the couple of questions I would ask are this, kind of rhetorically. Are they going to be as advanced and on the cutting edge as they always have been? I mean, they've blown a lot of the guys out to change the game, and they're not there anymore. You look at Sigmeidos in Baltimore under Mike Elias, who's now running the Orioles. Obviously, Jeff Luno, I don't need to tell your audience where he is and what happened, but – a lot of the guys who came and got rid of a lot of the scouts and went with all the number-driven data, they're not there anymore. So are they going to continue down that path? I mean, they could have an entirely new front office that is run from the top down in the next couple of years very differently. I think that's one fair question. My other question would be this. Yes, I'm sure that he will try to play ball. But at some point, you go back to muscle memory, right? I mean, I just think it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Dusty Baker knows more about baseball than I do, than you do, than anybody listening does. He's been in this game for decades. I think he and Joe Torre are the only guys in the history of the sport with 1,800 hits and 1,800 wins as a manager. He's done it as a player. He's got some of the greatest stories. He's played with some of the greatest players ever. I just think to have some, mid-30s guy who went to Ivy League school, who knows baseball too and studied it in his own way, telling him how to do something. A lot of guys who have been around the game their whole lives don't always play that game. So do I think he'll adapt to some extent? Yes. So I think in the 7th inning of a ball game, when the numbers say one thing and he thinks another, he's going to rely on his gut more often than he isn't? I do. I mean, I just think that's who he is. That's who he was here in Washington, D.C.
That's Grant Paulson of Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Covered Dusty Baker for 2 years as the manager of the Washington Nationals. Hey, how much, I guess – credit do you give Dusty Baker for the success that the Nationals are currently having? And look, I understand that it's been a couple of years, but you got to believe that he left his handprint on that organization when he left.
Yeah, I think they I do think that they benefited from his time here. When he came to Washington, they were coming off of a disastrous season under Matt Williams, who was fired. And at the end of that season, Bryce Harper was essentially choked in the dugout by Jonathan Papelbon, and Jason Worth who was their leader at the time, was ripping lineups off the wall and screaming at the manager about, you know, how bad he was at his job. So that having been said, they needed a people person to kind of change the culture a little bit and to clean up the clubhouse. Sounds familiar, right? I mean, the Astros need a mensch. They need a good human being who's going to come in there and build relationships and show guys how to do things the right way. And I think Dusty Baker is a really good hire in that regard. How much did he have to do with them winning the World Series this year? I would say very little. You know, Davey Martinez did a heck of a job as their manager. They're run by Mike Rizzo, their president of baseball operations, who, along with the ownership group, the Learners, have a pretty strong relationship in terms of player acquisition. You know, the Nationals were really good before Dusty Baker got here. People forget that Matt Williams, the year before he was blown out in year two, was the manager of the year, and they won 96 games in the NL. Baker lost both of the division series he managed in with Washington and then left. They missed the playoffs in the first year without him with Martinez and then won the
Boy, I tell you, old Grant, we got to get you a new phone deal, man.
DC phone lines is tripping out
that
there.
That old bootleg phone you got, man, we got to get you a new one.
You said
Grant, you there?
Is it not working for me?
Hey, man, that damn bootleg, what kind of phone you using, man? Come on.
This is the good people of Verizon taking good care of your guy, huh?
Can you hear me now?
Good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, baby. We got you.
So I guess long story short would be this. You know, Matt Williams had success. Davey Johnson had success. Dave Martinez has won a World Series. This is a good baseball team. They got great starting pitching and a really quality defensive group and a really high-end lineup. I think they were going to win the World Series with one of these guys one way or the other. But here's what I will say for Dusty, because I think people assume in this town, like, I don't like him. I'll say again, he's a really good manager. I think it's hard to win if he's your manager in the playoffs, because every little decision matters so much. Every little minute matchup, all the numbers being crunched and going to the right decisions. And I could go through a litany of them from the playoffs in his 2 years here that when they were made were bad processes that led to them and then got bad results. There's a reason why his playoff track record is horrific. And I just think it's because in game, he's just not a very strong manager. Now, for 21 hours a day, I think he might be the best manager in baseball. You know, other than from 7 to 10, when that game's being played, there might not be another guy in the sport who's better at his job than Dusty Baker.
What do you think, Grant? What about the fit in Houston for, with all things considered? Hell, you do this sports talk thing for a living. You're aware of what the Astros have gone through and what they're up against. And you're aware of the fact that they need a guy to get off the bus first and be the face and the mouthpiece for this organization, essentially, to get through this adversity. How do you think Dusty Baker fits with the Astros relative to some of the other candidates that were out there?
Well, I think Baker's the perfect hire for a couple of reasons. Number one, I believe that they've gotten nothing but bad press. You guys would probably agree with me for the better part of the last couple of months. That'll end the moment he's hired. There's not a national writer or a columnist or a media person who matters in baseball who doesn't like Dusty Baker. If you've ever spent 5 minutes with the guy, you love him. He's got, as I said, some of the best stories and anecdotes. He's got one of the best resumes of anybody in the sport. And there's not a columnist in the country who covers this game who wouldn't advocate for him to get another job. He is Mr. Popularity. I mean, he could run for president if there was one in baseball, or commissioner, and he would win that popular vote. So I think immediately if I'm the Astros, when I saw his name, I said, hire that guy. Because right now they're getting killed and pummeled by everyone who's writing anything. And the second that they hire him, the narrative will change and people will be giddy that he's back in the sport. So that's number one, I think, strategically, more so than anything else. The other thing, though, is, and this maybe matters as much or more, in the clubhouse, I really do believe Dusty Baker, because he's a human being, because he's a good guy, because he has relationships with all the players, he can clean up culturally whatever is sour and tarnished and really turn them back into a team that people can get behind and want to cheer for from an ethical baseball being played the right way standpoint. It's very, very different than what he inherited here in Washington. But as I said, the first thing he did, the most important thing he did, was really change from the top down.
All right, damn it. Three times you out. Three strikes out, and you out, baby. I tell you what. That was Grant Paulson. He does a great job. Obviously, he's covered Dusty Baker for a while. Makes some really, really, really good points. Other than the one about Eli Manning, he makes some really.
I tell you what, he has some excellent insight and a terrible phone line, bro. He got to get that.
Golly, get that thing. Get on a landline for me. I ain't said that in about 10 years. Get on a landline for me and let's talk about it. I think, with that said, you know, this ain't even official yet. You know, to be completely honest, it's not even official yet. I hope all the ink dries. I hope everything works out. We had there was an old running back that out of Miami. You remember Alex Collins? He was a running back for Seattle and Baltimore of late, and got a little bit of trouble.
Yes,
he was out of the league this last year. Who I think would be a great if he's cleaned himself up. He's a great kid. If he's cleaned himself up a little bit, it'd be a great pickup for the Houston Texans because he's a starting caliber running back in this league, three down back. But nonetheless, we'll get into that later. He tried to sign with the University of Arkansas in his high school in Miami, and his mother ran up literally during the ceremony. People everywhere knew the video was out there.
Yeah.
She snatches the paper and runs out of the building. She didn't want her baby leaving Miami, bro.
It worked?
No. He ended up at Arkansas.
He did?
Yeah, no. He ended up at Arkansas. and did a great job. But I hope Dusty Baker's wife or agent doesn't pull a Alex Collins' mama and grabs the paperwork and runs off with it. Because I know. Look, it doesn't matter who they hire that or would have hired. There would have been people on this text line. There would have been callers. There would have been people in this fan base calling. Going, well, what about this part of it? What about that part of it? What about this? What about this that he did 2 or 3 years ago? And I mean, you're talking about a guy that the last 4 years in the league, in Major League Baseball as a manager, he averaged 95 victories, right? I mean, all this guy's not done in the game of baseball over a 22-year career is win a World Series, okay? The scary part of this whole thing, Wade, is I looked at you three times when Grant Paulson of Grant and Danny at 106.7 The Fan in D.C., he was just on. As he was talking, I looked at you three times and said, is he talking about Dusty Baker or is he talking about Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what's another drive-by on Bill O'Brien. But I wasn't real sure what the hell he was talking about. Yeah. Look, he said when it's cutting time, essentially. You know, the point he was making was Dusty Baker can come in here and he's never been an analytical guy, but he can listen to the organization and let the season play out. But when it comes to the moment that you got to make a decision, you're always going to go with your gut. You're always going to go back to the cloth that you're cut from, your DNA. And what Grant was saying, that possibly could steer Dusty away from the analytics, and that's exactly what I'm afraid of with Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson. I've said it from the jump. When he's the OC, it'll be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to put a good quarter together, or a good game together, or a good play call together, it's always going to go back to what Bill O'Brien does best and not what Deshaun Watson does best. Nonetheless, Grant Paulson, appreciate you coming on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.